Hey, you guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is a Monday, the 12th of October, 2020, and we are going a little bit earlier today because it is a public holiday of sorts in America. So we're doing, I'm going to go do something nice with my son and wife. Hope you guys are doing well. Our lead story on today's Hyper Chat is Ewan McGregor talking a bit of Obi-Wan Kenobi. We'll check in with everyone in the chat and we'll do some talk about what's going on in the Steel Wars universe after this. But let's get straight into Ewan McGregor talking Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, we're all pumped for some Mandalorian, and we will show some Mandalorian character poster reveals that StarWars.com released since we last spoke. But for now, we're going into the future. And as Yoda said, the future is always uncertain. He said it in a weird Yoda-y way. But things hopefully are settling down, and this info that Ewan is passing on can be canon, production canon. Let's get it up. He was on the Graham Norton Show, which is a immensely popular chat show in the UK and has always been a hotbed of fun Star Wars based interviews. Let's get it up here. Now, I love this. If you guys are watching, because this one does go out on all the podcast feeds as well as the Patreon feed, as it does every day. But if you are watching, the headline the Graham Norton Show put up for this YouTube clip is Ewan McGregor might be back as Obi-Wan Kenobi, which, after looking at a few other Star Wars-based YouTubes today, like, Ewan McGregor is definitely back. These guys need to be more hype-based. He's definitely coming back. That could be used in a few Star Wars videos I watched today. The use of might needs to be thrown in a lot more. But let's go to the interview and see what is up.
Here's the thing. So you are going back into Star Wars world. There's a, yeah. Is it an Obi-Wan Kenobi spin-off or just a Star Wars spin-off?
Yeah, it's the Obi-Wan Kenobi story, I suppose.
Okay. Yeah. So it's you. It's all you.
Well, it's not all me, but it's certainly will be a lot of me, which is good.
Shirley's looking forward to it already.
I'm ready.
We're all ready.
Shooting it in March next year. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
So, starts filming in March. Doesn't say where. God, that's oh, that is so weird because he's doing it via satellite, and at the moment we're on a wide shot. And the Graham Norton shows, normally all the guests are on a big long couch and they're just having a soiree. And now all the seats are very social distanced. Although the audience in the front are very close together. So hopefully they're all friends. They're all friends. Let's get back to it.
Love Star Wars. Yeah. I know you're still a young man, but you're steadily getting closer to Alec Guinness's age in the original Star. Do you feel you have to be like look a bit more like he was in the first Star Wars movies because you're coming up on the outside track and you're catching him up now? Soon you'll be his age.
Yes, totally. I mean, the fun thing about doing them in the first place when I was much younger was trying to imagine Alec Guinness. How would he play these scenes as a younger guy? And it led me to watch a lot of his early work, which I hadn't seen before. Brilliant movies, wonderful films that he'd been in. And I'd such a great time sort of studying him in those movies. There was a great film called The Card that I'd never seen about a rag and bone man who ends up being a sort of mayor of a town or something.
Hey, give me the Sabak cards.
So this time, as you say, Frank, I'm much closer in age to him. And it will be my challenge to try and sort of meet him somewhere. You know, I love Alec Guinness. I never got to meet him, but I love him through his work. And it's a great honour to be able to sort of try and pretend to be him. But, you know.
So that is our little bit of a Kenobi update. I can't help but write some internal fan fiction about if Alec Guinness and Ewan McGregor did meet up. Because you know how they had those photos that they released or people sort of paparazzi to whatever of Harrison Ford meeting with Alden. And there was a Lando one. The Landos came together to have a pre-solo, here's what the character's about type thing, whatever they talked about. God, that would have been quite a podcast. But I don't think that Alec Guinness would have been as enthusiastic about sitting down for a little bit of tea, to discuss the machinations of Obi-Wan Kenobi. What was he going to say? Like, oh, you know, you hinted so well about the past of Anakin Skywalker, you know, to Luke. And it's like, I had no idea. That wasn't made up then. Infernal. Don't watch the movie more than once. That's so good. So we march. So we might get it. It could be in the same slot.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thought that the Mandalorian's in now leading up to Christmas, which, you know, if you're hoping to sell a little bit of merchandise with your Kenobi series, that would be the time to do it. Star Wars Daily News in the chat. You need to be patient, as always. Sam Carey says, Ewan better get working on that beard for March. Yeah, he knows his beard. What else do we have here? Sam Carey's here. Phil Brook, who says the Toro theme's been stuck in his head all week. Thomas Sutton's here. One Marvel fan's here. Sleeper Giants is here. Biker Scout 74 adds in that was Frank Skinner, the comedian, which he editorializes and says, very funny comedian. So that is up there. So that's our little hint of Kenobi news. If you want to chime in, one of the things I've got the quotes here where he says, it's not all me. It's a lot of me, which is good, he says, but it's not all me. What other things are going on in the Kenobi-verse very tantalizing. Hey, this one's going to be kind of quick. So we are going to talk about those posters that Star Wars just released. And if you've got any theories on things in the background, get them in the chat. But some other things going on both the podcast and YouTube channel. You got to check out the Disney Leaks Ahsoka episode from last Wednesday. That one has got some good stuff in there. Let me get rid of this banner. go away banner, go away. What else is there? Jackie got home and I don't want to do a whore's scare that, which is good sizzle. We put it up Saturday night. The eyes and check out the enhance because we put a lot of work into getting, we've got clips in there now. We go to other images. It is a good time. Oh, it's saying my sound cut out. Am I back? He's back. Sorry. How much did I cut out? I think I know when I cut off. So I'll repeat. Star Wars U by Podcast. It is up this Saturday night. Last Saturday night it went up, and you can watch an hour and a half of Star Wars history and plenty of jokes from the 1982 era. What other little things? Oh, and then on Thursday, we're going to catch up and do Corey Thursdays, which we missed last Thursday. And I cannot wait to get Corey ranting about how repacks are ruining Star Wars Hasbro. I think they're a necessary thing. Corey has put his foot down, and we will debate it out this Thursday, which is going to be much fun. And if you haven't watched, oh, there's actually, we do a bunch of good stuff up here. We've got the 40 new Empire Strikes Back stories revealed. We did that on Thursday. It's a two-parter with King Tom rating the potential of all 40 stories from a certain point of view strikes back. And then we also, this was on Thursday, the Toro reaction, where I watch Kessel Run Transmissions reaction to the Toro episode, and I have got a lot to say. Let us head over to StarWars.com and hit it up. Let's see if we can squash his screen up a little bit. There we go. Can we make these big? Ah, here we go. So, StarWars.com, The Mandalorian Season 2, new character posters are revealed. The armored bounty hunter and his young charge return October 30 on Disney Plus when The Mandalorian strikes back for Season 2. And if you can't wait to see The Mandalorian and the child continue their adventures, Disney Plus released a surprise today for fans. A bounty of brand new character posters featuring The Mandalorian, the child Cara Dune, and Greef Karga. Check them out below. Now, there is The Mandalorian stars Pedro Pascal. Da, 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 da. No, it's always a shame when they don't sort of give it up for the artist, although maybe these are just a weird Photoshop in. But we have got the Mando. What is Star Wars Daily News? What do you got for me, Star Wars Daily News? Anyway, we've got the Mandalorian. Just they're all in front of the graffiti walls, which a lot of we're not sure where that's what planet that is on, but the graffiti offers some cool little tidbits. There's a Gamorrean in the background of that. I think you can see with my cursor. So that's Din helmeted up. Then you've got Baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will. There's another little Gamorrean drawn. A lot of squiggles. A face of something I can't really... Is that meant to be another Gamorrean? But he's looking good in his little pod. So does he get another egg? Didn't the crib get broken? What's the crib update? Has anyone got a crib update for me? Did he rebuild the crib? Did he go to Space Babies R Us, which is not closed down like the Earth Babies R Us, and get another one? Then you have got Cara Dune, and behind her is a spray-painted Alliance. They call that a Starbird? It's very weird. Imagine walking in front of some graffiti and the graffiti matched your face tat. That would be weird on several levels. The main one being that you have a face tat. Grief Karga is in his new outfit, hand on his pistol, ready to draw. And in the background, you've got a anti Pondababa. Is that an Aqualish? Is Pondababa an Aqualish? Am I right on that? Should I Google that one? Right there. I'm sure the chat will tell me, but I'm going to Google it anyway. He's a burly Aqualish thug who rescued Cornelius Everson. I always forget that Dr. Everson's name is Cornelius. That is an amazing little title. Just a little podcast says that would be hilarious if he lost his hand due to a space alligator, which is a callback to Happy Gilmore, I believe. Very, very good. Star Wars Daily News is desperately plugging his YouTube channel. Just tell us what the... I don't want to click and watch your video. Come on. And that is it. I found this funny... where is this article that I found about... I've lost it. I think it was an Inverse article, and it was about Easter eggs revealed. And it was just that, saying, it said there's Gamorreans in the graffiti. Does that mean Gamorreans are going to be in The Mandalorian Season 2? Have you not seen the trailer? They're in the trailer. That's the hint. That's the Easter egg. It wasn't an Easter egg. It was just an egg. It's just there. It's cracking. So that is cool. But what I wish for is an official poster that, like, features. That's like a movie poster. Like, this is a fan one that I just sort of did a quick bit of Googling, and you know, it's very sort of Photoshoppy, and it features Ahsoka and the child. But I like the concept. Like, I know I'm this old, you know, 80s Star Wars fan, but just the movie poster with a montage of all the characters that are going to be in it, a couple ships, that would be terrific. So there's like even like stuff like this. Where is this poster? So, you know, these are just fan done for fun and stuff, but I just love the concept of it. This one is apparently based on leaks. And you've got the naked Gamorrean, which we knew about. But then you've got Dengar. You've got a Juros. And is that... I always get these Imperials mixed up. But there's one of the, like, the video game new Imperials. Is that Iden Verso? Anyone? Anyone? Sam Carey says, I would love a movie style poster with Moth Gideon and all of the main characters. Me too. What else do we have? Oh, this is bizarre. Let's get this up. You won't find this on your average Star Wars channel. This is from the Mercury News. Star Wars The Mandalorian gets Benicia Bakery's bread treatment. And what this bakery has done, I believe in California, has made a IG-11 out of all the utensils they use at the bakery. Then you've got Baby Yoda, Yoju, if you will. This is all in the front window display, in a big saucepan, using that as a crib. And I think they've just used like a Hasbro Yoju. And then the Mandalorian is like this store display dummy And he has got Bread Beskar. All his armor and his gun, his helmet, his little shoe coverings, all baked out of bread. and the pun. Oh, my God. The pun.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Opening this one up. Baby Doda, very good, is floating in mixing bowls. The Pandroid is made out of pans, and the Pain DeLorean, of course, needs an introduction. Benicia's One House Bakery has made all our cardboarded Star Wars dreams come true with a series of life-size replicas inspired by the characters of the Disney TV show The Mandalorian. Hannah Lee Pervin, head baker and co-owner of One House Bakery, worked on this project for 2 weeks with her mother and co-owner Catherine before unveiling the edible series October 11 as part of Benicia's annual downtown scarecrow display. So part of some Halloween tradition. The dough Pervin used is called Dead Dough, a decorative dough made with flour and a solution of sugar and water. The duo spent roughly 150 hours on the series, mostly in the lulls between breakfast and lunch rush and the dinner rush. That is cool. That's at the Mercury News. And Paul Ponte, God, these chat people have all the information. He says, yes, that is in California, north of Berkeley. David Sinclair Six Smith. God, I've got a speech impediment even more so than usual. Says Bredska instead of Beska, which is an excellent, excellent pun. What else is in? Ah, this is another little thing I saw, and I'm going to continually be annoyed about the way these websites clickbait Star Wars like news and stuff like that. This is a common one where it's got Darth Vader tank from Rogue One concept art leaks online. Now, the story is about a concept artist posting up some concept art of the Bacta tank from Rogue One. It doesn't, that's not a leak. That's a pour. Someone poured it on the internet. It didn't leak. Someone went, hey, I drew this. I, in an official capacity, I can post this now. So I am posting it. Darth Vader tank from Rogue One concept art is poured online, is what it should say, not leak. However, the concept art is pretty cool. This is from Christine Alsman, posted two photos on Instagram that showed off concepts of Darth Vader's Bacta tank. This is coming from the Deseret.com. And as you can see, I'll pop this bigger. You have got, essentially, the concept art was as if there was a Bacta tank, like, on the in the carbon freeze chamber, is pretty much what you can imagine. Paul Ponte says, ha, 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 thanks for leaking your live stream today, Steel. So exclusive. Sometimes it feels like a bit of a leak. I do have to say. Okay, there's something. It's so amazing. Good question. Does Steel know already? There is an extended footage of the trailer for Mandalorian Season 2 on TV Spot 3. I think Star Wars Coffee has it on his. Do you guys have a link? Do you guys have a link for this extended footage of the trailer? Because then we can watch it. Let's go. So this is going to be an exciting conclusion to the episode. If we can get this going, wait there. Mandalorian TV spot 3. Star Wars Coffee does have it. All right, let's go. No, wait. That's from season 1. Wait there. This is a joke. Upload date. All right, this is coming from Angelo Valverde. And to screen right there. Stop sharing. New screen share. Chrome tab. Share audio. All right, let's check out what is happening. This one's only got 13 views. I'm not sure if this is going to work even.
This is no place for a child.
Wherever I go, he goes.
So I've heard.
This is the way.
The Mandalorian. New season streaming October 30th, only on Disney Plus.
All right, that was... There wasn't that much... What was new in the video? I think he punches a Twi'lek, a male Twi'lek. What do we got? What do we got? What was new in that? Help me out. What were the new shots? Do I have to watch this again? Let's get this back up.
Right when the Mandalorian came out, but I know that you can get these custom. You guys should definitely.
Who's this? How did she get here? Here we go. Yeah, the opening shot of the speed is new.
You know, this is no place for a child.
Wherever I go, he goes.
So I've heard.
Just sort of longer cuts, it feels like. I think you see a bit more of Yoju going backwards there. Yeah, that wasn't in the
trailer. Mandalorian. Oof. New season streaming October 30th, only on Disney Plus.
Bang, bang, and bang. So that's cool. I think we're going to wrap it up. It's just a hodgepodge of stuff today. I'm just trying to do it quick. Because I got to go do some fam stuff. So make sure you check out all the previous stuff that I may have talked about without sound. And we'll be back to our normal schedule tomorrow, which is 4 p.m. if you're in the West and 7 p.m. in the East Australia. You are 9 a.m. if you are in Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. People, there's some good feedback about Star Wars Daily News' vid about the posters. So maybe go check out Star Wars Daily News. I'll watch it and report back tomorrow, Star Wars Daily News. Sam Carrie says, may the force be with you still. Have a great day. And to you, I say, may that force be with you. See you guys tomorrow. Thanks.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.